Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today's Friday, the 13th.
Oh, it is.
It is.
Spooky. December 13th.
And is it spooky? I don't know.
It's supposed to be spooky.
I don't know where that ever started, you know, that Friday the 13th. But how many movies have they made of it?
So many.
A million of them?
Yeah. I'm sure it's some kind of tale.
Yeah.
I'm gonna research that.
Yeah. They probably made about five or something. I don't know.
I think it's more than that.
You think so?
Movies that deal with Friday the 13th. I mean, well, that specific.
Yeah, that specific one.
Yeah. But there's definitely so many movies that
you
even mention it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, well. Well, we feel good about it. We're Jewish. 13 is a good number.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I love odd numbers. Most people like even numbers, but I'm an odd numbers girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't seem to have a preference, but okay if you say so.
So did you? What's the verdict? Are you going to Vegas?
Good question, you know, because I'm still leaving it to the last minute. Now it
okay.
involves making arrangements at work so people can cover for me here.
Okay.
So
just come on and take care of it myself.
Yeah, right.
If you trust me with that crazy,
if they don't fucking do it, then then I'm not going.
All
but
right.
they better be flexible with me, my my people here. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should.
Yeah.
Should have your back.
The plan is to leave Sunday, come back Tuesday. So you know, 2 days is enough in Vegas for anybody.
Yeah.
You know. Not
Perfect.
Much more to do there, you know.
Yeah.
So we'll see. It just said, you know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if I'd gotten my my stroke somewhere else, you know.
Mm.
Like now I'm thinking, what if I got one like on the way to Vegas or something, you know?
That's scary.
I mean, that would take a while for them to come and get me, you know.
Yeah.
When you're in the desert and shit.
You got to plan out the closest hospitals. Or get, what is it, bring the baby aspirins with you.
Yeah, I guess. But you have to, you'd have to call 911. You can't afford to just start looking for a hospital. I mean, you can barely drive. I drove here with double vision.
I know. You were the most polite driver on the road that day, so consider it. You're like, I must get off the road out of everybody's way.
I just don't think it would happen in the middle of the desert at 80 miles an hour, you know.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
Not going to happen.
Well,
so, but I guess
crossed.
I got to stop being afraid, you know.
You'll be fine.
I started taking my blood pressure because when I went last to the doctor, they said it was a little high, right?
Okay.
So my mom's got like this little machine, so I got it and I'm checking. And my blood pressure is pretty high, you know.
Really?
So I'm going to go to the doctor because that's another cause for strokes.
Stroke, yeah,
shit,
absolutely.
Know? So I'm like, you know, all over the place with this shit.
It's probably and high because you haven't been smoking.
Well,
it's
I don't know. Does it
up.
Have to do with it?
You're not relaxing as much.
No, I don't know. But I think that cannabis makes it worse because it brings up your heart rate, you know.
That's true, yeah.
You know, last night I was started watching a documentary on cannabis and stuff, and that's one of the things they mentioned was the higher heartbeat, you know, which is true.
Yeah.
You know, so
Plus
I think that.
Plus the smoke's not good for you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We're not talking about the smoke because I'm going to do edibles.
Well, they say, oh, that's true. That's true.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
But
does
yeah,
it affect you the same with edibles with the heart rate?
Probably, yeah. Mm. It's still THC, you know.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. It just comes on slower, you know?
Yeah.
But it still does the same shit. I told my son he should get into edibles because he smokes like wax. And that fucks up your fucking lungs, you know. I told him, I said, you got to stop with that.
Yeah, I know the dabs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then he went and tried to make cookies with his friend, right? And it came out tasting like shit, and it didn't get him high and stuff. I said, well, you got to come to me. He says, well, the cookies you gave me were not that great either. I said, what the fuck? You know, he's gotten such a high tolerance now because of the wax, because it gets him really high, you know.
I know.
The guys that do this.
He needs to take a few days off.
Exactly.
You know, lower that tolerance.
I know. and get used to being less high. I mean, what the fuck?
I
told him, I said, you have young lungs. You're going to ruin them in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have any lungs left.
Yeah. I feel like I've wasted years just being super stoned.
Yeah, right?
This isn't a total fog. Like, it, you know, if you do it enough, it kind of becomes the new normal. Like, you almost don't feel like you're in your normal day until that happens,
right.
You know?
And exactly.
It's a little scary sometimes. You kind of turn the corner and you're like, oh.
Right. And that's why, I mean, even the edibles, I don't do, like, I only do it maybe once or twice a week now, I decided.
Yeah.
So it's not like I do the things that I used to do getting high. Now it's just like, if I'm bored at home later at night, I just
right.
will take one. But I used to take one coming to work every day, you know,
doing
the show and everything. And that was part of it, you know. It was part of my life. But
what was it like doing the show like that?
It was fun. It was fun, yeah. And plus, you know, I've gotten tolerance to it. So it just became, you know, like a normal thing.
I feel like I'd be tripping over my words. I'd be like, that.
Sometimes I would space out, though, you
know?
Yeah.
Definitely
like, what did we talk about?
Yeah. That's my fear, just not being present and in the moment, you know, just trailing off somewhere, like just staring at the sky. You can see the beautiful mountains in the background.
I know, or I would get distracted. I'm like talking to the people. I'm thinking about something else completely.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And then you're like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
So it has happened before.
Yeah, you're like sweating. I have no idea what they just said.
Right. One benefit of not smoking anymore is that I don't cough. I used to cough during the show, too, which sucked, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It really did suck, like
for
a couple times, you know, but still, it bothered me, so.
I know, it's so disrupting sometimes. You're just trying to get your sentence out.
Right.
And you're like,
ooh. I know.
Just choking it down. For me, it's like the cotton mouth.
Yeah.
The cotton mouth is so bad, you know, like you're, like, oh my gosh, smoking on a date is like my least favorite. You like smoke a little and then, you know, you're like laughing about something and like my mouth is getting so dry and then
you
I'm getting like,
talk, right?
I can't talk or like we laugh and like I've had a couple times where my lip has like stuck to my gums.
I know. That's why I would walk around with Diet Cokes all the time and I would drink like shit, 10 a day or something.
Diet Coke's really good for you.
Yeah, I know. It's great. It's great. It's very nutritious.
Oh, so nutritious.
Now I have like 3 a day or something.
Oh,
you
my
know,
gosh.
Not a big deal compared to what it was. But, yeah, I'd always have to have a drink with me, you know.
Always.
So, so that's what happens with weed, you know. And so I'm just trying not to make it the new normal for me. You know?
It
wouldn't be new, but I just don't want to get used to it.
Yep.
You know.
I know.
But what I'm happy about is that, you know, when you quit it, you don't have the withdrawal symptoms that you would from alcohol and
hard drugs,
you know. I mean, it's a fact. I was able to quit one day and that's it, you know, not look back.
Yeah. So. For me, if I am smoking heavily and then I stop smoking, I get more of like cranky.
Yeah.
You know, that's more of a withdrawal symptom from smoking weed.
Yeah, like agitation.
Agitation.
Yeah.
Sometimes a little bit of panic.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I can't smoke.
I know. It's all in the head, though. You know? That's the thing.
It is.
It's not really a body thing.
No.
But at the same time, you know, and boredom, too. Boredom and insomnia, you know, it happens a lot.
I know. Just trying to figure out how to fall asleep without it sometimes is like you're staring at the ceiling. It's like midnight.
Yeah.
It's 1 o'clock. It's 2 o'clock. You're like, come on. Yeah. You're like laying in every different position.
I know. I'm so grateful I'm over that now. I'm like normal, you know?
Yeah.
But I got to go to the doctor for the high blood pressure because it worries me, you know?
Yeah, of course.
And I never worried about that. And just look at all the fucking things you have to worry about as you get older, you know?
I mean,
it really sucks.
I know. It does.
That's
suck.
What you have to look forward to.
I know.
But you got plenty of time. Relax.
I know. But I feel like, you know, the way we eat nowadays, especially in this country, people are getting sicker earlier in life. You know, I hear of so many people, even in their 20s, who have like cancer or, you know, like have had a stroke or.
With diabetes.
Or something. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to me that it's happening so young, you know?
Yeah. I know, that's why I'm trying to be careful in what I eat and stuff. But, you know, but they also keep saying, you know, exercise, and
It'll help. That'll help your heart rate, too.
It will help. Why can't I find time for it? And I got a bike.
Care.
It's a fucking new bike. It sits there shiny in my house. And I don't use
Just take it out. It's a beautiful day today.
I know. Like, today would be fun.
Perfect.
Yeah, maybe I'll do it. Maybe
just quick. Just like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Or just set even like 15 minutes.
Yeah, I know. Anything's better than nothing.
Anything,
They
yeah.
didn't say walk. You know, just walk. Do something.
I know. Walking is so annoying, though. You're just like, it's like so slow.
It is slow, you
it's
know.
It's so
you know?
Slow.
I know.
I'm like, the end of the street's all the way over there. I'd rather
bike. And then I got to come back. And
yeah. It's so annoying walking. I'm just like, ugh. That's another thing I hated about New York, was just having to walk and walk and walk.
That's true.
And then you're walking the wrong way down like an avenue, which is the right. longest. It's like how many? I don't know, like 5-6 blocks length.
Yeah.
And they're New York blocks, so they're huge.
Right.
You're like always running late when
but
that
you know
happens.
What? At least you exercise even though you don't want to, you know, and it's not bad.
You don't
There's
want
probably
to.
There's probably people that are, you know, not as obese as here, you know, when they drive all the time. You know,
yeah,
I
maybe.
Would imagine if you walk. You know, because like in Europe, it's like that. You walk a lot, mm-hmm. you know.
The elderly in New York, you see like the oldest people you've ever seen in your life, like just walking like regular. And
really?
Even if they have a cane or a walker and they're going slow, they're still going up and down the subway stairs. And
wow.
Yeah. You really see it there.
Yeah, I
you
guess.
You know, I'm like, all right.
Oh, wow.
Imagine how long it takes them to walk to the end of the block.
Yeah. I know. Did you ever go to the New Year's Eve thing, like in Times Square?
No. That's when you live
That's
in New York.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah, when you live in New York, you don't do that. People have to wear diapers to that.
Really?
Because there's no
that's
bathrooms.
True,
and
right?
once you get your spot, you can't move.
That's true. I never thought about that.
Yeah, people wear diapers to that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that. I'm not going.
Yeah, no one wants to go. Yeah. Plus, I feel like it's such a target. For like
it is.
Terrorism or something. I'm like, I don't want to be there.
Plus, I would freak out with so many people around, you know, where you can't move.
I know. See, New Yorkers become more claustrophobic about being in crowds and things like that because we're just constantly in crowds. So,
that's true.
Like all my New York friends, they either like go out drinking or they go home. Like no one just like goes out to really hang out.
Yeah.
You know, that's a tourist thing. Like all my New York friends on a rainy day, they're like, I'm at home.
Yeah,
I'm at home.
Right?
I'm not going anywhere. You know, it's not like here if it's raining. You can get in your car and go somewhere and stay dry. In New York, right. you're just walking outside all of the time. Your hair's wet. Your shoes are wet. Right. You're getting splashed by cars. Like, the streets are messed up, so there's, like, huge puddles everywhere. And, like,
yeah.
It's a mess.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, I don't mind it for a few days when I visit New York, but I can't imagine living like that every day.
Yeah, every day.
Wow.
Every day. And it rains, like, 3 times a week back east.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 3 times a week at least.
Jeez. And then it snows when it doesn't rain.
Yeah. If you're lucky.
Yeah.
I'd take snow over like, I don't know.
Rain.
I mean, I love rain, but there's nothing like a nice snow day here and there.
Yeah, that's true.
It's nice.
Yeah, we don't get that here. So.
I know. I've met friends here who have never even seen snow.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's so crazy. They're like, I've never seen snow, man. I'm
like,
I can't even imagine. I've seen so much snow.
I know. It's funny because I haven't seen a lot either. Last year I went to, where was it we went to? Mammoth Mountain. And there they have skiing and stuff like that. So it snowed a little bit, you know, so I saw it actually fall. But
yeah.
You don't see that much here either.
Right.
Yeah.
Man.
Man.
Yeah. So
But I remember actually when I lived in Vegas once, it snowed for an hour or so in the morning. That was fun.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, right?
That doesn't really
Sometimes
happen there.
It happens, no. In fact, I remember, when I lived there in the 70s, it actually snowed hard. And I remember trying to drive in this, and we had taken, Quaaludes, you know what Quaaludes are?
I sure do.
Yeah.
Those My dad like fucking, used to talk about Quaaludes.
Yeah, those He's are like, fucking yeah, animal tranquilizers.
Mm-hmm. He's like, Ludes, man, I wish they'd bring Ludes back. I'm like, okay.
I know. It would make you so numb and everything. So imagine me driving in the snow after having done Quaalude, and I don't know how I managed to get anywhere. I mean, the car, the brakes don't work. The steering doesn't work. Nothing works, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so scary.
I don't know. As you can see, I have somebody watching over me because I'm always close to them.
I know. You get yourself in these crazy situations.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. I remember my first car was a 94 Mustang convertible. And I loved driving that car. It was my brother's car, like, for 10 years before it was mine. Uh-huh. And I like, absolutely loved driving that car. But in the snow, I would drive it anyway because, like, I'd have to get from, like, work to home. And I remember I was working in Philly, which was about half an hour away from my mom's house where I was living. And they sent us home early because it was state of emergency. We were expecting, like, 4 feet of snow. And so I drove, and Mustangs are absolutely terrible in anything but sunny, dry weather. Yeah, like, right. Completely terrible. Like, they would always suggest putting sandbags in the trunk to help weigh it down in the back. Really? Seriously, the dealership suggests that, yeah.
Whoa.
So it's snowing, and there's maybe, like, 4, 5, 6 inches on the ground at this point. And I'm driving home, and my friend was like, hey, come pick me up. And I was like, all right, cool. So I was like, she was, like, almost on the way home. So I went to her place to pick her up, and I literally just took my foot off the brake, and the car slid by itself without the foot on the gas or anything.
Right.
The back end slid around me, and we went in, like, a complete circle, like, wow, twice. And I was like, uh-oh. Like, this is not.
I know. It's scary,
it's
right?
It's super scary, yeah. So
you have no control over the car.
No.
Whatsoever.
But it was kind of fun, and we survived, so.
Yeah, well, good for you. You see, you have a guardian angel, too.
Right? It's all the SUVs. The SUVs, like, pedal to the metal in the snow. I'm like, okay, like, just calm down, like, just relax, like, you don't have to show off, like, everyone else on the road's nervous, don't make us more nervous,
right?
You know,
I know,
they're behind you beeping. I'm like, I'm in a Mustang, I don't know what you expect me to do right now. I don't have four-wheel drive at all.
Oh, well, what are you gonna do, you know?
Yeah,
life.
I know, life.
Yeah. So, did you hear about this? I read this a couple of days ago, but today this LAPD officer was charged after he allegedly fondled a dead woman's breast.
Come on.
Yeah. They found the woman dead, right? So, his partner goes outside. He disconnects his body cam.
And, that's shady move.
And proceeds to touch her. Now, how did they know that? Because it's a 2-minute buffer after they turn off the camera that it's still running.
And he didn't know that.
He didn't know that.
What a shithead.
Right?
Come on, man.
So everybody, like, hates him now, you know? Even his coworkers are saying they're, like, disgusted and furious with him.
Yeah, of course. They're giving him, a bad rap, you know?
Right. I mean, who does that, for crying out loud, you know?
Right. Like, she definitely has no say in what's going on.
Right, you know?
And, like...
But what I don't understand is, they're saying, well... we're addressing the family's pain and stuff, but the family wouldn't have known if this didn't happen. I mean, if it wasn't on camera, so what does it matter to the family? But it's such a pathetic thing to do, you know. I mean, what the fuck, man? You know, you can't even make it with a live woman that you have to fondle a dead one.
And even if you're curious, just, like, don't. Like, just don't. You know what I mean? Like, I understand there might be curiosity to, like, see something, but just don't.
Yeah.
I always wonder what goes on in, like morgues and, like, funeral homes, like, when they're prepping the bodies. I always wonder what kind of weird stuff goes on.
I'm sure there's some weirdos.
In that
I'm
basement. Sure. Yeah, you know, how many people have...
had sex with bodies.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
It's scary to think about. I mean, luckily, like, you're not in there when it's happening.
Yeah.
But it's still...
Yeah.
That's people rough, man.
People are fucking sick. You know, last night we had a show here, a political show, and he sent me... like screen captures to show during the, it was a video show, and they brought a couple mothers here, and they were talking about sex education in California. And so he sent those to me. I said, are you sure we're going to show these on screen? And he said, yeah. So apparently this is stuff that they show, like, 7-year-olds and 9-year-olds in school.
What were the images?
Images of like teaching them, first of all, about non-binary sexes, genders, okay, things like that, right?
Okay.
Showing like a boy dancing in a dress or things like that. So, and then it says something like, you know, parents are expecting, then the baby is born, and then they guess as to its gender and sex and stuff, like guess, okay, right? Okay, so that's the, let's say that's the more tame part of it, okay? And what we have is,
distractions.
Yeah. But then they're starting to talk about, they show drawings of erections and ejaculation.
At 7?
Masturbation. Pictures. Okay. I mean, drawings.
I mean, they say kids start.
It doesn't matter, but it's like, it's, but to actually, to have the school show this to them, I mean, they made, what'd they do? They said how they humiliated a girl, making her, she was like, what, 10 or 11, asking her to show the class how to put a condom on a model penis.
At 11?
At 11. So, and then pictures of how, like, to look at your body with, you know, and stuff like that. I mean, like, really explicit drawings. And you go, what the fuck, you know? I mean, if I want to show my kids that, that's one thing. But I don't want the school showing it to them without me knowing, you know? And
I feel like that's a little young. Maybe, like, middle school would be better.
Or high school even, you know. I mean, look, a child is considered minor until they're 18 years old.
Yeah, but kids are starting really sexually active in middle school.
Okay, but it doesn't matter, because the thing is that if they're not, then you're really exposing them to things they're really embarrassed about and uncomfortable with.
I think that's also like a stigma that they're trying to break down, are the stigmas people have against, you know, what our bodies are, what they do, and things like that. Like, I know there's a whole movement around that. I just don't know that, like, 7 years old is the age, and having, you know, someone around that age show how to put a condom on. I think that's kind of...
Well, let's say maybe,
it's a little much.
Maybe that one was 10 or 11, but it's still very young.
But still, you know? Yeah, that's still young to have them actually demonstrate it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe, I mean, I've seen in movies... like high school, middle school movies where, you know, you partner up with somebody and, you know, they give you a banana and you have to put it on a banana. And I see doing it with maybe a peer.
Right.
I can understand that a little bit more, but I think having them demonstrate it, you know, right, solo in front of the class, that's like, I mean, I would be humiliated to do that at that age. But then again, you know, there's a whole... I don't know. There's so many ins and outs to that.
You think they even know what condoms are? I mean, at that age, who the hell knows anything?
I mean, with the internet, though, kids really know a lot of stuff nowadays.
Okay, but do you want them to really... Do you want to help them with this stuff? I don't know.
I mean, not necessarily. I mean, we had some girls who... we had several girls in my middle school who had gotten pregnant really young.
Right.
So, you know, you got to hope that if this is anything, it's teaching them to, I guess... be careful and things like that. But I mean, I don't know. I'm really,
I don't
conflicted.
Think it's a place for the school to do that, you know.
Yeah.
And they don't even ask the parents, they just, you know.
I know.
I don't know. I think it's a political thing, but
it is. I think it's important for you know, for sex education to be a thing, because a lot of parents don't talk to their kids about it for, you know, cultural reasons or whatever, you know.
Right. So why would you want the school to do that? I mean, you have your own.
Because the kids are doing whatever they want outside of the house anyway.
But that doesn't matter. The parent is responsible for them. They're the parent's responsibility. And if I don't want my kid to know about that stuff, then I don't want the school to teach them that.
Yeah, know? No, I understand that. I think it's important, though, that kids, because kids are going to do whatever they want anyway, and I think it's better to be educated than not educated and not know what's going on, you know?
Okay. All right. yeah, so at any rate, so that's my story.
It's crazy, though.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't understand what the hell is going on, but... But I think California is getting too far. I think it's gotten too far with its liberalism, but you know, what do I know? I need to move away from here.
I know the world's agree. Very
yeah.
There's a lot of movements going on right now, and right. none of us will really know the benefits or you know, the deficiencies of the outcome until they happen.
Yeah.
Man. In better news, I found out where Friday the 13th came from.
Yeah.
It came from, it's a suggested origin of the superstition Friday the 13th, October of 1307, the date Philip the Fourth of France arrested hundreds of knights of the Knights Templar.
Right.
So I guess that's it. So he just like
that's
arrested.
That's where it started?
He arrested a bunch of people.
And that was on a Friday the
13th? That's what it says, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Although.
That seems kind of like.
Stupid.
Not important.
He is so not important. You'd be surprised how many of the superstitious things like in the world right now come from stupid things like that.
Yeah. Oh, well. What are you going to do? You know?
I know.
Yeah. So they're still talking about Baby Yoda toys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So apparently now you can make, they're taking pre-orders, but it's not going to be available till May.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's not going to happen because I guess they were talking about it on the radio and or on the podcast I was listening to, and then they said that Disney just wanted to keep it a surprise.
Right.
So they didn't, you know, but they left the toy store, the toy company out of this whole thing, and they could have made a killing out of this, you know?
I'm surprised you can't do like a Build-A-Bear of a Baby Yoda.
Yeah, right?
That'd be so fun.
That's true, right?
Yeah.
But this Baby Yoda is so cute, I'm telling you.
I know, so cute. Yeah. There was like a meme, it was like, which Baby Yoda are you today? And it was like 10 different pictures of him.
What about the meme with the cat and the woman screaming at it?
Have I love that meme so
Don't
much.
You love it?
I saw someone with a bumper sticker of that meme the other day.
Yeah.
It was
I
so
mean,
because
it's a picture, but everybody writes something else on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it's so funny because it's a scene from Wives of Beverly Hills, Housewives of Beverly Hills or something.
Yeah, and she's freaking out.
Right, she's freaking out. She was yelling at somebody. And somebody got that picture, and then a picture of a cat sitting in front of a table with food.
With like a funny face.
Right.
I like the one that's from the, like a home decor store, and it says home, and then under it, it says home. It's like a little like statue that says home and home. Uh-huh. And she's like, it says home, home. And then the cat says, ho ho Mimi. It's so stupid, but it really tickled me when I read it.
I know. They're all stupid.
I know. I think memes are like, and I mean this like in a joking kind of way, but I think memes are kind of like one of the greatest art forms of our time.
It is.
You know, they really communicate. They really gather like an essence of like a feeling.
And it shows you people's sense of humor, which sometimes is amazing. You know?
I know.
Yeah. I posted one actually where she says, you didn't finish your vegetables, because he's eating vegetables.
Yeah.
And he goes, burp.
So I love it so much.
Funny. But I know there's some really funny ones.
I wonder if that cat has an Instagram. I follow a lot of cat Instagrams.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I read about the origin of this, but I really don't remember what I read,
mm-hmm.
where the cat came from, but the idea of putting it together and stuff, I forgot how that started, but
yeah.
Somebody found it funny. You know?
I know. Somebody was like, this is great.
And it's so unrelated, these two pictures, you know?
Oh my gosh. I remember the first meme I ever saw was, it was like this guy laying on a couch, it was like a cartoon, it was like this guy laying on a couch facing the couch with his back exposed, uh-huh. and then there's like a little goblin behind him, and then it says how you feel sleeping on the couch with like your back exposed. It's like so accurate, you know, just that feeling of being like, oh, somebody's behind me, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
sometimes I sleep and when the alarm goes off, I feel like somebody just poked me in the back or something.
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
Yeah,
it's a weird feeling. Or like when you're about to fall asleep and you get that feeling like you're gonna jump,
right?
And you're like, whoa. you know? Yeah, I've had some weird dreams lately that have woken me up. I keep having these weird dreams that I have, like, hamsters that I don't know that I have.
Really?
Like, in my dream, I'm learning that I have, like, a hamster. And then I'm like, oh, wow, I have, like, four other hamsters.
Wow.
I'm like, what does this mean? It happens to me, like, once or twice a week.
Wow.
For, like, almost a year now.
Is that a similar dream, or are they different dreams with...
Various.
Yeah.
All
Isn't that funny, though? I mean, all these vivid dreams...
What about hamsters?
I don't know. Maybe because you're missing your cats or something.
Maybe. You know?
And this is like a replacement for you.
I know. But I had my cats 6 months ago when I started having the hamster dreams.
Oh, you had it back then.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Wild. I don't know what that means. I mean, I had hamsters growing up. I kind of feel like a traitor to hamsters now that I have cats.
Yeah, no, I mean, my dreams are still, like, very vivid. It's funny because this one woman posted on Facebook. She says, ever since I quit smoking weed, I'm having all these vivid dreams. Is anybody else having them?
Mm-hmm.
And it's true, you know. I mean, I still have these dreams every night, and probably three or four because I keep waking up from them.
Yeah.
You know?
I have really crazy dreams whether I smoke or not.
Yeah?
No matter what.
But do you remember them when you smoked too?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Always.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I didn't remember them.
They kind of get fuzzy throughout the day. Yeah. But I usually have such trippy, crazy dreams that I can't help but remember. Yeah. It's always like some crazy situation.
Yeah.
Or like just a weird like eeriness to it. Or like I remember being a kid having this one dream, and we were in my mom's 89 Volvo wagon and so you had the front seat and then the back seat, and then the trunk had a pair of seats that face outward. So you're facing
traffic.
Yeah, I
remember those.
Yeah, it was just like me in the back seat of that driving to, cause my mom's from Cleveland. So we'd go visit her family, and it would just be me sitting in the back, cause my brother and sister would be in the back seat, and I'm just in the back with all the luggage, and everyone's like waving at me, and I'm just sitting there like, don't wave to me, you know.
Yeah, right.
And you're a little like, kid. Look, so. Yeah, and I'm just sitting there, like facing everyone.
I know,
so exposed.
True. I remember that.
Yeah, so we were sitting at the light, about to turn into the grocery store, and my brother and sister are fighting in the back seat, and my dad's driving, and he turns around, and his face like elongates, and his like voice is like whoa, 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 whoa. And I was like 4 years old when I had that dream, and I remember getting just so spooked out from it. I woke up and was like, oh my God.
Whoa.
And I've remembered it ever since.
Really?
Yeah. And I always have like weird dreams that are so trippy like that. It's never, I don't think I've ever had just like a regular dream where like I was like just at the mall and I bought some shoes. Like it's never anything normal. Yeah.
Wow. Do you ever have dreams where you dream about people you know, but they do things to you that really irritate you and stuff?
Oh, yes.
Or hurt you.
Absolutely.
And then you hate them the whole next day.
Yeah, I'm like, you asshole.
I know. They're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. I'm like, I know you. Yeah, I know the real you.
Yeah, you started my dream.
Oh.
And you really pissed me off.
It's the weirdest. Or like you just wake up from a weird dream and you feel weird for the first couple hours you're awake.
Yeah.
Like I got to shake that off. You know, something startling, or like I'll have dreams where I'm like going off like the ledge of something. Kind of creeps me out. So whenever I'm like driving like in the hills and it has like that stark cutoff, it kind of freaks me out. We don't really have that kind of driving in back east. Everything's like very gated and things like that. So you just have this like little like metal strip that's like, don't go over the edge.
Right.
And then it's like nothing.
The canyons and stuff.
Yeah, it spooks me out a little driving on those. I'm like, oh, I don't like it.
I know. What irritates me is when I have sex dreams and then I wake up, you know? So then...
It's not real.
Then I go pee, I come back, come on, let's continue this dream.
I know, it never does. It never does. It always turns into something weird.
I know.
You're like baking cookies with your grandma or something.
I know. I'm like, take me back to that dream, you know? It was pretty cool, actually.
I know.
So,
oh, man.
Yeah. I know. You get a lot of those when you don't have somebody in your life.
It's true.
Yeah, right?
So true.
I know. I need to do something about that.
I know. Well, you're going to Vegas.
Well, yeah, but that's not going to solve the problem long term.
I mean, yeah, but short term.
Yeah.
Short term.
I don't know. I need to start going out more, you know, otherwise you never meet anybody.
Yeah, you got to be a social butterfly.
I do.
You know?
Yeah, good. The problem is all the friends I have are married, you know? So it's like, you know, and to go by yourself, it's like, I don't know, I'm not feeling great about it.
I know a lot of my friends are married or dating someone, and
right,
I'm just like, it's always just like me and yeah, like them, and I'm just I like, know. Hi.
But they do have meetups for singles, and they go, you know, it's like, don't feel bad about coming alone, because that's what it's meant for. Everybody's going to come alone.
Yeah.
So
I like
those
that.
Are pretty good, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I always put it off, you know? I don't know what the hell's wrong with
you
me.
You got to do it.
I know. I got to get out of my comfort zone. That's what
I
it
know,
is.
I know. You're comfortable. Know?
Right. That's why I think I should go to Vegas, because I'm too comfortable to want to go.
Yeah, you got
to
shake it up.
I know.
Yeah.
I just got to go, and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah,
you know?
If you get annoyed, you get annoyed. If you have fun, you have fun.
Exactly. And if yeah. I don't like it, I'll come back. What the hell?
Perfect.
You know? Yeah, it's not like I have a flight or anything. I can come back.
Yeah, you can leave early.
I want. Right.
If it really sucks.
Yeah, but I can't imagine I won't have fun, you know. I mean, a
it'll
couple
be fine.
Days, yeah.
Yeah,
and especially like we said, yeah, if I don't enjoy the company there, I'll just look for something to do on my own, you
mm-hmm.
know. But I don't think it's going to happen, you know.
You got to do the zip line.
Yeah, I know.
You have
I know.
To.
They have two options. One of them is like a superhero mm-hmm. where you're like kind of like Superman, you know.
Yeah.
Horizontal. Or you can just sit on it, you know, like a. Yeah, like
almost
a
like a
swing
ski lift
or
something.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. You see, I'm like, I'm all like fucking. My nose is running because I think I'm getting sick.
I know,
like
you
last
sound a
night,
little sick.
Right?
Yeah.
And my nose is fucking dripping here.
Oh, my gosh.
And I know. I'm like, okay, I'll just use my sleeve. It's just water anyway.
Yeah, it's just water.
Yeah. But
your nose is crying.
I know. So,
when I flew home, literally like the day of, I got sick and I was like, like so annoyed. Every time I go home to visit, I'm sick. Every single time, my mom's like,
right?
"That's because you want me to take care of you." I'm like, "It's not like you like take care of me though."
Yeah.
It just sucked being sick on a flight, and I'm like in the middle seat between people, like trying to just like blow my nose and like not make any eye contact.
I know, because they're gonna hate you.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't look at me. I'm trying to keep my germs to myself.
I know.
You know.
I know.
It's rough out there.
Yeah. Did you ever watch the show Love Island?
No.
It's a British show, I guess.
Yeah.
But I guess there's a lot of hanky-panky going on there. But
a lot.
I guess the host, her name is Caroline Flack, and she's pretty hot. You know, they're saying she's 40 years old, which I don't know why that's important. But she, I guess, assaulted someone, you know, a man.
Really?
Yeah. So a man reported an assault by her. So now she's going to court and stuff.
Oh,
and
God.
I'm like, yeah, what the hell's wrong with people? You know, I mean, you've got this great job. You know, you're a host of a successful show.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing beating up people, you know?
People have problems.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. But I'd like to watch that show because it's probably like really raunchy and shit, you
yeah.
know?
Have you seen Naked and Afraid?
I saw like parts of it. I never really watched a show.
Yeah.
Is that pretty funny?
I mean, I haven't watched it. I've just seen commercials, but I know a guy who tried out for it and they liked him, so he might be on it. And he's like perfect for it. He was our PA when I shot that pilot in Quincy, Illinois.
Uh-huh.
And we had this guy, he was like the only Uber driver in all of Quincy, Illinois. So when we called an Uber 2, 3, 4 times, he was our Uber driver. He was the only guy around. And he was like really, really nice guy, like kind of kooky, just like down for the ride. And after he was our driver a few times, I was like, hey, like, how about I just pay you to be our driver for the weekend?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And he ended up PAing for us. And then the last day, we had packed everything up, couldn't find our hard drives, which is a mess. And then we ended up losing one of our locations because the woman shut it down.
Wow.
Yeah. So we had to find a whole new location for something. And he was like, well, let me just contact somebody. And he called his mom and we got to shoot at his mom's house just like 30 minutes away over the border, which was really cool. And yeah, he's like a totally wild guy. Like he reminds me of like a Floridian, like, like he's just like he's always got crazy stories and he's a good dude but totally wild and would be perfect on that show.
Yeah, I know.
So good.
I know. Do you ever watch The Bachelor or any of those shows?
Like if I'm at someone's house and they're watching it and they're like, I just have to see the last 20 minutes. I'm like,
Oh my god!
You just sit there and watch it.
I know some people are just crazy about that show,
or like Dancing with the Stars. Any like shows like that, I just like can't
get into.
Get into it. What kills me though is like I get things stuck in my head, like the judges' names on Dancing with the Stars. They're like Carrie Ann and Abba, and I just like hear that randomly in my head throughout my day. I'm like ordering a coffee at Starbucks. I hear Carrie Ann and Abba, and I'm like, why is that in my head right now? Len Goodman, and I'm like, come on, like why? Why is this in my head?
It's so random.
Yeah, it's so random. Just pops in at any old time.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just can't bear to watch all these women. You know, going crazy over this one guy, and usually he's like an airhead, and all these women making like fools of themselves, you know, with all the crying and all this.
And the producers feed them to do more of that.
Really?
Yeah. Are you kidding? The producers want them to like lush it up. They're like drink and like be just whatever you want to do and
right.
More of this, more of this.
It's
you know?
So artificial, you know. I mean, who would want to find a relationship like that? No. It's more just to be on TV, you know.
Of course it is.
But you're making a fool out of yourself
to get that sweet, sweet check at the end.
Yeah, you know, like to compete with other women for this guy. I mean, come on, you know.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
I'm not competing with anyone.
Yeah.
If someone tries to compete with me for a dude. I'm like, go ahead.
And how do you know you're going to like the dude, you know? I mean,
I know.
You know, it's so hard to find someone you like.
I know.
And they're just like, oh, whoever it is, we're going to go crazy for him, you know?
I know. I bet some of the girls don't even like the guy some of the time.
Probably, yeah, yeah.
I probably wouldn't. I'd probably get there and be like, eh.
Yeah, but they go to bed with him and stuff,
I know.
Right?
I'm so unimpressed by people.
Does he screw all of them?
I don't know. I'm sure he probably could.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be such a tough thing for me to go on a show like that.
Yeah, right?
I'm just so unimpressed.
I know.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I used to like watching Survivor, but that's like way too old by now, you know?
Yeah.
People still watch it,
They still
it,
have
though.
It, yeah.
I know. Like, what they had, like 40 seasons already? I don't know.
So many. As many seasons. They have as many seasons as Star Wars has movies.
Yeah, right? More.
More, probably,
More.
Yeah.
Yeah, Star Wars has probably, like, maybe 12 movies or something.
I was going to say about 12.
No, this is, like, easily 20 years.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Easily.
I know. I have a friend that keeps applying for that show. She's been applying for that show for years.
Really?
Yeah.
I would never go on it. You're crazy? Uh-huh. You know, I mean, it's cool to be there, but in a tropical island or something. But, you know, to eat the bugs and all these crazy games.
I don't want to eat the bugs. It's like being in the movie Castaway.
Yeah, exactly.
My favorite part of that
everybody
movie is...
Everybody stinks. And,
yeah. Oh, my God. So many smells. I'm like, no.
Yeah. Everybody's hair grows and... Imagine, I mean, it's just like
it's like full 70s bush everywhere.
Yeah, right. Beards and armpits.
Ew, beards are always smelly.
Yeah,
beards are really in, and like, a lot of my friends like love a guy with beards.
Really,
I don't love a beard.
I know they're saying it's actually dirtier than a toilet, the public toilet.
Yeah,
can you imagine that?
Yeah. I can.
That's how many germs it's
got. I think
got.
Beards are smelly.
Yeah.
They're smelly and they're just like nests for dirt and
right.
Like
and the
debris,
food gets stuck in them and stuff.
Ugh.
I know.
You know, you're hawking loogies, like whatever's going on. Whatever you're doing, you know, if you're sexually active, like who knows what's in there.
Right. You know, I mean, and,
it's just
and
absorbing
I remember
things.
When my dad died a couple of years ago, you know, like Jewish people, you don't shave for like a month.
Yeah.
And so I grew a beard and everything, and it was so weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was like
I can't imagine you with a beard.
Yeah. I'll show you a picture.
Yeah, please.
It was funny though.
Yeah,
and it's not trimmed or anything. You're not supposed to trim it, so it just kind of grows. You know.
Yeah.
And 30 day growth is pretty long.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it. I don't like facial hair. But you're right. Many women are crazy about it.
They love it. And they say they tested a bunch of, I think they tested 20 different beards and they all had poop particles in them.
Oh, God. Where do they put their faces for crying out loud?
Well, just from like, I mean, they say even if you keep your toothbrush in the bathroom, it gets particles on it. from you just going to the bathroom.
Wow.
Being in the same room. So I always try and keep my toothbrush outside of my bathroom.
Yeah, or like in the closet or the cabinet.
Yeah, and I keep a little like case over the head of it. Yeah. I know. I'm like, ew.
I know. The things we don't think about.
Just a mop.
I know.
You know, a face mop.
Humans are so gross.
I know. I know. It's just like you have skin cells. I remember being in like, we had, it was bio in school. I think I was like eighth grade. And I've always been like a little, like on the border of OCD / germaphobe. Plus like my mom's a nurse. My dad was a doctor. So like it was always like, wash your hands, germs. So we had a very sterile environment. But I remember being in eighth grade and we were watching this video about skin cells and like how far like particles travel. And probably up until a few years ago, I like couldn't be near someone. It still grosses me out when someone scratches their arm, just like their bare arm.
Yeah.
It showed a microscopic cloud of like, it's like at least like a foot of like debris that gets
like dry skin.
Like, yeah, just get like cascades into the air. Or when a dog shakes off, it's like a 3-foot area. Wow. On like either side of them, like a full cloud of just debris that's just now hanging in the air. It disgusts me.
Yeah.
Or like someone scratching their scalp and just like all the germs that sit in your hair and all of it just like gives me so much anxiety. I hate it.
I know.
All the skin cells.
And shaking hands is so dirty, you know?
Oh, no.
Sometimes you sit near somebody and you see them scratching, even their head or their ear and stuff.
Oh,
and
then,
you know, and then you have to shake their hand. It's like, man.
I know. I said this really, really gross thing to my friend and she was like, nah, like people don't do that. And I was like, I'm telling you, when people pick their wedgies, they always find a way to try and sniff their fingers.
They do.
Oh,
and, my God.
And she didn't believe me. And I was like, I'm telling you, the next time someone does it. And then we were sitting in our class and we saw someone pick their wedgie and then gradually bring their hand up towards their face.
Oh, my God.
And I literally looked at her and she looked at me and she was like, you were so pleased with yourself. I was like, I was so pleased with myself. Yeah, I absolutely was.
Totally correct, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Keep a lookout for that, people. Next time you see somebody
picking
a wedgie. They're gonna smell their fingers.
We've been getting pretty gross on this show. We gotta cut it out. Well, that's people for you, you know.
Yeah, man. Humans, man. We're just animals.
We are.
We're like barely civilized animals.
Beings, you know, yeah.
So gross.
I know.
Skin cells probably
think
my
about
least
that
favorite.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Ew. Or like you think about like dust mites and carpet, like all those little carpet bugs.
Yeah.
Ew. They're just so creepy looking. I'm like,
That reminds me, I was dreaming I had ants in my bed or something. I was dreaming that.
That's not a good one. I wonder what that means.
I don't know, man. They're just weird dreams. I don't know what the hell's going on.
No, ants in the bed.
Yeah, right?
Ew.
Where does it come from?
I know.
All these dreams.
It's crazy that all of it's thought up and decided in your own head.
Right. There's like a plot to it, you know?
Yep.
It's like you don't know how it's going to turn out.
Whether it makes sense or not.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's like how do you not know the ending before it gets there, you know?
Right.
Because, your mind just... Mm-hmm. Writes the movie as it happens.
Sure does.
Right?
I wish I could, and I've thought about this for years, is having like a way to film my dreams.
Yeah.
I think it would be so cool. I'm like, I could make a lot of money off that.
Right.
If I could just show people what's going on in my head.
Right, right.
It's something.
Yeah.
It's something else.
Quite a dream there, I know.
Have you ever had like sleep paralysis?
I think I do sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, you almost don't realize you're sleeping, but you just, like, feel this, like, thing kind of, like, over you, and you can't wake up. You're, like, trying to wake up. I remember...
Can't move, or, like, you can't talk. To me, it happens
where
I dream like I can't talk, you know? It's like I'm trying to get the words out.
Yeah, and it's impossible.
Nobody can hear me.
Nobody. I remember there was this guy that I was hanging out with, like, probably 10 years ago. And him, my best friend at the time, and I were, like, all hanging out, like, going shopping that day and stuff. And so we all were back at my place, and we all kind of, like, just passed out. And he was, like, sleeping next to me, and I had my first sleep paralysis where I didn't realize I fell asleep. But I had not in real life, in my mind. I had gotten up, walked out of my room and laid down in the hallway. And I just felt this thing like come over me. Like I couldn't move. I just felt like something was like almost coming for me. Wow. And they were there like about to do something and I didn't know what it was. And I'm trying to wake up and you can't move your limbs at all. And I let out the craziest noise, which definitely I think freaked him out because we like never really spoke again. I made this sound in my sleep because I was trying to like yell for someone to wake me up because I was like terrified. I was like, like, wow. While I'm sleeping, and he woke me, like slapped my arm and was like, yo, and like shook me and was like, are you okay? I was like, he's like, that was a weird noise. And I was like, yeah. I don't know what that was. That's never happened before.
Yeah. I occasionally wake myself up talking, you know?
Yeah.
And then I just feel so weird. I'm like, how stupid is that?
You know,
to talk to yourself. But
it happens. Yeah, totally.
Oh, well, the experience of being human, you know?
I guess so.
Yeah, we have to accept ourselves.
I wonder what dreams were like for people like thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
Well, you know?
Yeah. I guess, I don't know, animals eating them or something.
I guess so, yeah.
Whatever happened at the
animals
time.
Animals eating them.
All right. Well, that's it, Jen.
Oh, man. All right.
We conclude the week.
All right. Have fun this weekend.
Yeah, I will.
I want pictures.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I still haven't decided if I'm going yet, but chances are I will. But I will let you know whether we're coming back for the show Monday and Tuesday.
Cool. Sounds good.
So you'll know. All right, everybody.
Take care.
Bye.
Have a good weekend.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.